The building that will now house the new precinct was previously used for special operations. Mayor Raz Baraka says it will now act as a fully functioning precinct, something residents had been asking for decades.
In essence, what we're doing is right-sizing what we believe the police representation should be in this area of the city. And then the city is very, very, very big. And so you have officers driving from one part to the next part, trying to maintain some modicum of control. And this makes it easier for them to do that.
Houston Stevens is president of the West Ward's Ivy Hill Neighborhood Association. Stevens says they're glad to see the building finally operating as it was intended, adding that it's long overdue.
You have to have more, you know, vigorous enforcement. And the problem is that they're riding through or, you know, they're not as engaged as they would be. We have some people who are fully assigned to work just up in this area steadily, then they we'll get to know, you know, who needs to be monitored and who doesn't.
Public Safety Director Anthony Ambrose says it's been over a century since this area of the city has had its own precinct, and says it's something he's envisioned for years.
9% of the calls for service come from this area, and it's about 30,000 residents, and there's towns in Essex County that have more cops in them towns. You take a Belleville or you take an East Orange or a Nutley. I think it was long overdue, and it's something that the mayor had mandated when I got here, that it was a building that was being utilized for something other than a police precinct.
Ambrose says while the city is still working to recover from massive police layoffs under the watch of now U.S. Senator and former Newark Mayor Cory Booker back in 2010, the department still managed to make the new precinct a reality.
400 officers that we hired in the last 4 years helps, and the last class with 122 definitely helps. But what happened is it's just smaller geography and reassigning of police officers to geographical areas. And that's basically community policing 101.
Ambrose says response times in the area were previously prioritized through 911 calls, adding that the new precinct will help address the issue. Retired Newark police officer and Ivy Hill resident LaVita Johnson agrees.
The number one concern was time response from the police department. So now with the precinct being right here, it will be shorter, quicker, and faster.
Mayor Raz Baraka, who's up for re-election in May, says residents of the West Ward can now expect to see immediate and tangible changes.
It's going to mean a lot for the people in this neighborhood. They're going to see more presence, obviously, of police officers in their community. They'll be able to have more one-on-one relationships with them. And they'll be able to be more proactive as opposed to responding or reactive to crime that's called in.
The 6th precinct will be staffed by approximately 60 police officers, including 2 community service officers. In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.